we are so excited on the show this morning because we have Lady Gaga with us. Welcome to Scotland.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be talking to you. Thank you so much.
It's great to have you back as well. And the singles has gone to number one as well, which you know about.
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. I just called Mark Ronson on the phone, who's the main producer, executive producer of the album. And we were just yelling and screaming on the phone with excitement.
Yeah, you would do, because you put all that work into it, and it must be like kind of nerve-wracking when you're bringing a new single out, I'm guessing, and think, what are people going to think about this?
You know, it's more about your friends kind of believing that it's great. I'm no longer in a place, I guess, where I'm obsessed with what will people think. You just have to be concerned with what you think is the right thing to put into the world.
Who's the boss in the studio? Because in my head, it's going to be you. But if Mark Ronson's producing, he might think he's the boss. I mean, who goes in and takes control?
To be honest, we all do. There's a lot of very loving exchanges. There's also shouting.
Yeah, there would be, because we have that in here.
And I quite love it, too, because, you know, I could write a lyric and he could go, oh, my God, is that brilliant? And then I could write another one and he would go, if you ever sing that again, I'd rather eat glass. Oh, you know?
Okay. So,
and being a woman, that can be hard when there's a lot of boys in the room, but they were all just, you know, the best.
Cassie, why are you nodding?
Because I work with six guys every day in the office. It's difficult.
Yeah, it can be hard, but, you know, when you're treated like an equal like that, it helped me to shine so much as a songwriter, and I'm just so grateful to them for that. It's priceless.
There's also some rumors about collaborations. We've heard that Florence was on the album. There was also rumors of Adele and Beyonce, and, you know, the internet nowadays, it's just like overdrive. Is there anything you can tell us?
Well, the truth is that Florence is on the record. It was a wonderful organic experience, like friends, you know?
Absolutely.
Young friends that love music, just working all night long.
I remember years ago going to the SEC, I think it might have been about 10 years ago, and my son was into the Pussycat Dolls at the time, and they were on.
With me opening on my bubble piano, being as unsexy as possible.
This is what I was about to say. It was like the Pussycat Dolls were the headliners, then the support act were the Black Eyed Peas, and the opening act was you. I mean, that tour would be completely the other way around now, wouldn't it? It was amazing.
Well, you know, you work your way up as an artist, and I'm very grateful to everyone that I've ever opened for giving me that opportunity and for letting me be me. You know, I don't know that I was entirely on brand with the Pussycat Dolls performance. I don't know that I'm a brand, period. I change all the time. But I was so happy to perform for so many people around the world.
And of course, when you were at Tina Park, my wife swears she saw you doing cartwheels in the VIP area. Is that true?
It's possible. Am I under oath? I do not recall.
Right, okay. She's convinced. Listen, obviously, the acting's been a big thing for you over the past couple of years. Cassie's got a very important question about that.
You're working with Bradley Cooper at the moment on the remake of A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
What's he like to work with?
Oh, he's amazing. You know, Bradley is a great friend of mine. We're very close. He's an incredible visionary. And, you know, this is a classic story, and his vision for it is overwhelming.
Finally, let me get you to do, while we're talking about acting, because I know we're running out of time here. How about a Scottish accent? Can you nail that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not bad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Let's just say on American Horror Story, you'll be interested.
Oh, there could be an accent in there.
Yeah, well, it's not Scottish, but it's...
Do you want some Scottish words that you could drop in?
Go ahead.
All right, you dafties, try that.
All right, you dafty. All right, you daft.
See, these are great. Have you got a final
Scottish
phrase for Lady Gaga?
One phrase for Lady Gaga.
Hold you, shut it.
Shut it.
There we go.
No, you.
I sound like Scottish mixed with English, I think.
A little bit of everything.
Lady Gaga, before you go, I've just started Drama for Beginners. Have you got any tips for me?
I'll just stay open, darling. You know, nothing that you do is wrong. Just be you.
Thanks.
That's great advice. Listen, it's been so nice meeting you. Thanks so much for coming
on. You too.
And
have
congratulations.
A lovely day.
Congratulations on the number one single. And look forward to the album. It'll be great.
Bye, guys.
Bye.